Hi there, and welcome to the second Signs and Wonders episode. This mini miracle is brought to you courtesy of Teresa Newport, a dear friend who's helping to make this world a more beautiful place. She heard the call, and she replied on my Marco Polo with this really potent reminder that sometimes our signs appear in the most unlikely of places.
I decided to just polo you and let you know what my story is because, you know, maybe it's a thing, maybe it's not a thing. I don't know. It was very special to me. And it's basically just, it was a time in my life where I was really pleading with the universe, with God, with, you know, whomever, about needing some help to quit drinking. I had tried and failed miserably on several occasions. And but I was just really pleading with God or whomever, the universe, to help me, to make me not want it. And I was living in a temporary, I mean, it wasn't temporary. It was a place that I was living in. I had just moved in there. And one day I got a piece of mail that was to an old friend of mine, a former partying friend, party friend. And I just found it to be really weird. And I hadn't spoken to her in probably 10 years. But I got a hold of her and told her that I had a piece of her mail. And we started catching up. And she told me that she was in AA and had been sober for several years. And it just really occurred to me how synchronous that was. And the universe at work answering my prayer in somewhat of a bizarre but blatant way, letting me know that I was heard and I was seen and I was being carried. And so that's that. That's my story.
I hope you enjoyed this mini miracle, and I hope you're enjoying this experiment I'm doing where people call in and talk about moments in their lives that irrevocably change them. I already have story number 3, so we'll be producing that very soon. Until then, I hope you remember that this world is far more magical than some people would like us to believe.